A study on the economic impact of long-term care facilities in the state and a bill to expand opportunities for mental health workers with lived experience is moving through the legislature. Details on that and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Nick Daniels. A new study found rural long-term care facilities are generating more than $1.8 billion in economic activity across Oklahoma. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more.
The report was prepared by economist Dr. Russell Evans for Care Providers Oklahoma, which represents a portion of the state's nearly 300 nursing homes. CEO and President Steve Buck says during facility visits, administrators often tell him they are one of the largest employers in their community.
I immediately jump to the question of how big is this phenomena?
The study finds it's equal to over 10,000 jobs, which creates around $510 million in direct household labor income. As those workers spend money in their communities and the facilities they work at invest in goods and services, they impact the community even more.
Rural nursing homes are a hidden economic engine that exists in rural Oklahoma.
Buck says he hopes this report will inform future policy in support of long-term care. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A federal court ruling last week confirms the Citizen Potawatomi Nation Reservation is disestablished. Sarah Lisi has more on what this means for the tribal nation headquartered in Shawnee.
The U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the argument that the Citizen Potawatomi Nation's reservation is still intact. At the center of the case is a man named Thomas Wakapichi, who in 2015 was convicted of sexual abuse crimes against a minor and was prosecuted in state court. Wakapichi's appeal argues the state never had jurisdiction to prosecute him because the crimes occurred inside Indian Country or within the Citizen Potawatomi Nation Reservation. While his main argument is about the CPN Reservation, the tribal nation had no involvement in the case. The court ultimately found Congress had the power to do away with the Citizen Potawatomi Nation Reservation, and that's what they did in an 1891 statute. The judge also rejected other jurisdiction arguments, saying they were not properly raised or were unexplained. I'm Sarah Lisi.
A bill to expand opportunities for mental health workers with lived experience is advancing in the Oklahoma legislature. Sierra Pfeiffer has the details.
People with lived experience know what it's like to struggle with mental illness or recover from an addiction. Brittany Jacobson works for Family and Children's Services in Tulsa, and she got state certification to use her past experiences to help people in crisis.
Working in this field, being able to help others that are struggling is really amazing. And to see the growth and changes in people is a really cool feeling.
A bill authored by Republican Representative Nicole Miller aims to expand the places where case managers and peer recovery support specialists like Jacobson can work. It adds municipalities and county settings like police departments and fire stations to the list. The state has severe shortages of mental health professionals, and advocates say this bill could help bridge the gap. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Downtown Oklahoma City restaurants and businesses are preparing for an influx of college basketball fans later this week. The NCAA men's tournament games for the first two rounds of the South Region are set for Thursday and Saturday at the Paycom Center. Eight teams will be competing to advance to the Sweet 16. The first two rounds of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship are set for Friday and Sunday at the Lloyd Noble Center in Norman. The OU Sooners are the fourth seed and will face Idaho on Friday. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.